I gingerly tap yes on the screen. Almost in reply, my heart flutters with a mixture of anticipation and nervousness. I tell it, shh, heart. My heart pays me no mind. The app is listening to me, though, and transitions to a new screen that also starts background music playing through my phone speakers. Can't have this subpar nonsense. Not in my house. I connect the phone to my home sound system and let the gentle piano soothe me into tolerance for this experience. Maybe even a little relaxation, if I'm being honest. As a ballet dancer, I'm a complete sucker for classical piano. The Radiant app writes to me in an elegant typeface.
Welcome to your first solo flights exercise. As a ritual anticipator, creating the right environment is essential for your journey.
The instructions suggest that I create a personal sanctuary for exploration.
Find a private space where you won't be disturbed. Gather items that appeal to your senses, perhaps a scented candle, soft fabric, or music that moves you.
So, a self-love nest? Isn't that just automatic ick? A traitorous part of my brain reminds me. What would Delphine say? I sigh. Delphine would say that the first rule of improv is, don't be an asshole. And I have to play the game. Delphine was the strict, intense captain of our college improv team. She trained with the groundlings and brought all their former rules and skills and delight with her. She transformed us into something magical, so I have to respect the process. Fine. I'll commit to the bit. I'll make a self-love nest, and I'll stop giving myself shit about it. No one's ever gonna see it. My home is my sanctuary. I literally don't allow anyone else in here. Friends are for restaurants. Family is for
everywhere.
But this space, it's all mine, and I can act accordingly. I glance around my living room, suddenly seeing it through new eyes. I've always kept my apartment immaculate, a habit ingrained by my mother's frequent attempted surprise visits. But I've never truly made this space my own sanctuary, with one lush exception. I have assembled a reasonable collection of textured throw pillows. I have to admit, they're pretty perfect base materials to assemble a self-love nest with. If the pillow was encased in velvet, silk, or ruffled, if it's on sale, and good quality, and comes in one of my favorite colors, then that pillow is coming home from the store with me to smother me on my delicious marshmallow couch. Following the app's instructions, I dim the lights and light a peony-scented candle I received as a Christmas gift. I've been hoarding it for a special occasion. This now officially counts as a special occasion, I guess. The effect really is lovely. The flame casts a warm glow across the room and makes it seem cozy, instead of sterile. Inspired, I pull a soft throw blanket from the closet and drape it over the sofa. The app's English lady purrs at me.
For ritual anticipators, the preparation is part of the pleasure. Take your time setting up your space. There's no rush.
I select a playlist of slow mood music from my music app. I made it sensual but not cringy, just in case anyone looks at my listening history. I sometimes use my playlist to DJ office parties, so anything's possible. Rihanna's smooth vocals fill the room as I adjust the volume to my perfect background level.
Now, find a comfortable position. Then let's focus on your breathing for 2 minutes.
The app instructs and displays a lovely animation, which pulses and contracts to demonstrate smooth, slow, relaxed breathing. I can breathe along with it and not even worry about tempo. Exactly what a perfectionist ballerina Virgo like myself needs. I'm starting to be convinced that this is worthwhile. I'm certainly feeling better than I have. I give in to temptation. I snuggle deeply into the sofa, wrapping myself in the soft blanket. The peony scent mingles with the music as I close my eyes and breathe deeply, inhaling the space with a pleasure I didn't realize I could access. I breathe out with slow, sustained deliciousness. My shoulders, perpetually tense from trying to be the perfect employee, dancer, freeway driver, and family member, begin to relax.
For this first exercise, we'll practice mindful touch, but not in the way you might expect.
The app explains. I can't keep calling her the app. She needs a name. Serenity seems obvious enough.
Please slide your fingertips slowly along your arm. Take time to truly notice any sensation. How does this touch feel for you? For instance, is it pleasant? Ticklish? Neutral is always a valid choice.
I don't know quite how this touch feels for me. It's honestly too complicated a question for my mind to answer simply. Let's find out together, Serenity. Just don't tell anyone else, okay? Serenity does not reply. I take that as agreement. Hesitantly, but more deliberately this time, I again trace my fingers along my forearm. The simple touch sends an unexpected shiver through me. It's a little unnerving. I've never paid attention to how my own skin feels before. It certainly feels different than when someone else touches me. It takes touch from something I tolerate to dislike to, whatever this new sensation is. Dangerous? Serenity reassures me that I'm doing great.
Good,
she purrs. I forgot she was monitoring my sensations through the device. I'm glad she's happy. I really need the positive reinforcement.
Continue exploring non-intimate areas, such as your arms, face, neck, calves, and feet. Please take the time to observe, and perhaps note down what sensations you most enjoy.
I spend the next breathless while obeying Serenity's calm, assertive direction. She's so confident. She's not ashamed of me. She's my partner in exploration, like we're going on an adventure together. With her help, I get to discover that the close side of my bicep is particularly sensitive, and that firm pressure on my calves feels better than light touches. When the exercise concludes, Serenity asks me,
"How do you feel?"
Do I tell you out loud? In response, words float onto the Radiant app screen. They guide me through a simple body grounding and awareness scan intended to help me take stock of how I'm actually feeling and identify where in my body I feel sensation. I realize with a start that I'm smiling, broadly, not demure and incisorless, with chin angled and neck long. I'm just smiling in the way that makes my eyes squinch up like a chibi anime character. It's such a small thing, this exploration, but it suddenly feels monumental. For the first time, maybe ever, I'm deliberately connecting with my own body on my own terms, without anyone else's expectations clouding the experience. No parent has burst through my door. No one is outraged. The divine does not seem offended. My body is grateful. I'm grateful. Sincerely. Serenity chimes softly.
Well done. Remember, pleasure is personal. There's no right or wrong way to experience it. Your next exercise will be available tomorrow. Until then, feel free to repeat today's practice.
Oh. I pause my playlist and set my phone down, feeling strangely accomplished. It wasn't what I expected. There was nothing explicitly sexual about the exercise, but somehow that made it perfect. It was simply a gentle first step into unknown territory. I look at my stress tracking ring. Relax. Wow, Radiant device. You may actually have been worth the price of admission. Let's see if I still that way tomorrow, when Serenity and I are going to climb the intimacy ladder together. The thought makes me want to cringe at myself, so I stand up and go about my evening routine. The device, powered down and silent now, sort of lurks in the darkness as I dim the lights around the house. I'll see you tomorrow, Serenity. For better or worse, I'll see you tomorrow.